informed her that Dagus wasn't really dead, she would shut up. He had to find a way out of this intolerable situation, and fast. "Your lover is not dead! Cease your weeping, woman!" he ordered imperiously. He should know. Avil had forced him to give of his own immortal life essence to save the Highlander's life. His command did not have the intended effect. On the contrary, just when he was certain she couldn't possibly get any louder, and how such a small creature managed to make such a huge noise was beyond him, his newly acquired eardrums were treated to a wail that escalated exponentially. "Woman, cease!" he roared, clamping his hands to his ears. "I said he is not dead!" Still she wept. She didn't so much as glance in his direction, as if he'd not spoken at all. Furious, he skirted the rubble littering the chamber, debris from the battle that had taken place there a quarter hour past, between Dagus McKelter and the druid sect of the Dragaar, the battle he should never have intervened in, and stalked to her side. He grabbed the nape of her neck to force her gaze to his, to compel her silence. His hand slid right through the back of her skull and came out her nose. She didn't even blink, just hiccuped on a sob and wailed.